From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. An Iraqi general says special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. It's part of an offensive to drive the Islamic State out of the city. Meanwhile, the spokesman for the Combined Joint Task Force, Colonel John Dorian, spoke to reporters Tuesday and said the Islamic State militants, also known as Daesh, who choose to stand and fight, face a certain death.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul, and the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
Iraqi officials say IS fighters had erected concrete barriers throughout Mosul to try to stop the advance of Iraqi soldiers. Hundreds of rescuers were struggling Tuesday to find 15 coal miners still trapped a day after a gas explosion killed 18 of their colleagues in western China. The blast ripped through the privately owned Jinshangu mine in the sprawling Chongqing region. Just two miners are confirmed to have survived that blast. With 1 week to go until Election Day, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are traveling in battleground states Tuesday. Trump was scheduled to speak in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin as Clinton was hopscotching across a must-win Florida. The U.S. presidential election will be held on Tuesday, November 8th, as the American people choose a new president. VOA's live election coverage will begin at 22 hours Universal Time, and you can follow along at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The largest gasoline pipeline in the United States remains shut off Tuesday in the state of Alabama after an explosion killed one and injured five. Fire crews are battling to control the resulting wildfire. The blaze broke out Monday in Shelby County after an excavator hit the Colonial Pipeline and sparked an explosion, according to a company statement. Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi arrived in Tokyo Tuesday. She's there for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. A Japanese foreign ministry official says the focus of the talks will be on economic assistance and Japanese hopes of building a better business environment in Myanmar. Venezuela's embattled government and opposition have agreed to hold Vatican-mediated talks on their deepening political crisis. Both sides pledged to create commissions to address the crippled economy, electoral schedule, human rights, and the rule of law.
That's
the Venezuelan President Nicolás Maduro. He said the process of dialogue for peace must go toward the common interest of the country, and he hopes for good results. At least 9 people were killed and 59 wounded Tuesday in Pakistan when a gas cylinder exploded and started a fire inside an oil tanker. Officials say the tanker was being broken up for scrap at a shipbreaking yard in Baluchistan province west of Karachi. The Baluchistan Home Secretary, in comments to reporters, has ruled out a deliberate attack. India and Pakistan Tuesday say at least 19 deaths in recent cross-border firing along the disputed Kashmir region. Tensions have run high since a September cross-border raid on an army base killed 19 Indian soldiers. The finance minister, Philip Hammond, Tuesday warned Britain will strike back against states hacking into strategic networks in order to avoid a military showdown. It's part of a new cyber defense plan. Hammond unveiled the $2.3 billion national cybersecurity strategy. Nigeria's Senate Tuesday rejected President Muhammadu Buhari's plan to take on almost $30 billion in external borrowing to fund a record budget spending as the country battles to overcome a recession. President Barack Obama has extended U.S. sanctions on Sudan for another year, saying Khartoum's policies remain an extraordinary threat to the national security of the United States. Sudan has been subject to a U.S. trade embargo since 1997. Cancer is expected to kill 5.5 million women per year by the year 2030. That's a near 60% increase in less than 2 decades. That's according to a report Tuesday by the American Cancer Society. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.